MVVM. It sounds like a vaccination or a star cluster, but it's actually a programming pattern. And today, Carl Shiflett has come by from the WPF team, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's been on before, and I asked him to come here today to tell us what MVVM really is. So, Carl, thanks for coming.
Oh, thanks, Adam. Appreciate you. Appreciate the opportunity to come and share. So today we're going to talk about model view view model,
okay.
And it's a WPF UI design pattern.
Okay.
And so what does that mean? Does that mean that a developer has to go and learn a whole new thing in order to use WPF? No. What it means is it's a coding model. It's a set of guidelines.
Okay.
That when you follow them, it makes it easier to write WPF applications, and it enables them to be unit tested.
Is it really just WPF, though? Or is it just it works really well?
Well, we've seen other patterns, MVC, mm-hmm. MVP, and other patterns throughout the entire development world,
right.
Where there's a separation of concerns.
Mm-hmm.
You're separating your code and your UI and your business logic. And so the model view view model pattern was originally put together and published by John Gosman here at Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
When they wrote the blend, when they wrote Expression Blend.
Oh, very cool.
And so now over the years, it's getting some traction. Now it's getting a lot of traction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
So.
Okay.
All right. So just to give you a quick overview, this screen that we have here is a model of what an LOB or line of business developer would easily recognize, in that we have a database and a data layer, and there's a business layer, and there's a model, and the model would be, people would know that as their business entity objects.
Okay.
And so in a tip in a ASP.NET world or a WinForms application,
mm-hmm.
above these layers you would have your UI and code behind pages,
okay.
Code behind files,
right.
And they would talk to your business layer and consume the data from your business entity objects.
Okay.
So, and that's a standard way to set up an application, to separate your concerns out,
mm-hmm.
to partition who's going to do what on a development team, and so very, very standard.
But that's kind of what's in question when you're not using this pattern, right? Are the concerns actually separated? Because, and I mean, when we talked about this, the view kind of represented the page, right? And then
right.
The view model was kind of the code behind, which is really still the page, right? It's the same class.
Right.
So, and then the model, well, that's, like you mentioned, that was separate. But so this, you're really breaking it apart.
We're really breaking it apart.
Yeah.
And so let me give you a couple reasons of what MVVM does for you and how the breaking apart is going to greatly benefit a developer.
Okay.
So the first part that I like to bring up is that it enables UI unit testing,
right.
Real simple UI unit testing.
Yeah.
So I come from a software shop, mm-hmm. and there was five of us in the whole company. We had customers all over the country, and so now as we were developing our products, our greatest cost. Let me ask you, what do you think the greatest cost is in the life cycle of developing applications?
It should be design, right?
You would think.
Did you do it right or no?
Well, universally,
yes.
Business owners would agree and architects would agree that maintenance is the number one cost in software, in a software application lifetime.
But that's not the fun part.
It's not the fun part. But it's the part where, you know, those customers, they're always wanting to have a new feature or make a change. And so now, what we're trying to show here and what we're trying to teach is that a software shop, a developer, can mm-hmm. go ahead and use MVVM, and one of the byproducts out of it is to easily unit test his application,
mm-hmm.
so that as changes are made to the app over the lifetime of the entire app, the unit test can prevent regressions
mm-hmm.
and issues from coming up and customer support issues.
Right.
And so maintenance being the number one cost, I'm, as a developer who likes to not have to deal with problems on a daily basis, like bugs, so I like to think, well, what is the best way to teach and what's the best way for me to write my software so it doesn't mm-hmm. have bugs in it? And be able to unit test, that's awesome.
Right, and especially in this one, you're taking it all the way to the UI layer, which is hard to do nowadays.
Right.
To
do UI unit testing is, it takes some special, it's a very specialized thing. And even here at Microsoft, we have specialists on staff in all of mm-hmm. our product teams that do UI automation unit testing, and it's a very specialized field. Yeah. And so by being able to unit test with ViewModel, we're able to write unit tests against standard classes. And with Visual Studio Professional and above, you get the unit testing package for free.
Right.
And it's very easy to use. Now, another reason that I really like the MVVM pattern is that it enables the designer-developer workflow in a way that in the past, the way that we could look at this is the HTML world. Mm-hmm. There was always that friction between who's touching my HTML, who's touching my code, and who's touching my styles, and there was always this friction between the two camps. Whereas now, with the WPF, and using the model view ViewModel design pattern for application development, you're able to split the two teams easily so mm-hmm. that you could see from the chart here where the ViewModel is a code file that really is completely disconnected from the view. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of the definitions of, or one of the litmus tests, if I would, for MVVM is, can you run your app from a unit test without the UI?
Right.
So yeah. John Gosman says you should be able to run your entire app without the benefit of a UI ever coming on screen.
Okay.
That's a litmus test for doing MVVM.
All right.
So because we can do that, we're able to separate this out, and a designer can now freely express himself mm-hmm. and pass back requirements to his developers, and they could add additional properties or functionality to their models
okay.
without the designer, without this friction that typically is going on in UI
yeah.
development areas. For those that may not know, as can't presuppose that everybody here is a WPF expert,
right.
they're more. Some people are probably investigating WPF and what and the investment that Microsoft has made in this platform.
Mm-hmm.
MVVM, or well, let me back up. WPF has a very, very, very rich data binding model and infrastructure.
Right.
If you were to ask a WinForm developer what's data binding, and he would, and the first thing that would come into their mind would be data set, data row. Column binds to text box.
Uh-huh.
That's it. That's data right. binding. Well, in WPF, you can data bind anything to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's very. You can
sounds
bind.
Scary.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds very scary. yeah. You can bind booleans to colors.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Right.
And so we have a very rich model. So now, MVVM takes advantage of that extremely rich model, and now uses data binding as its two-way mechanism for communicating with the view.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very natural flow. It's a very natural thing for WPF to do data mining. It's
okay.
part of the infrastructure. It's not something that you added on later in hopes that you're able to get it to work.
Right.
The other thing that MVVM does, it takes full advantage of commanding and templates in WPF. So for instance, if you have a list box in WPF,
mm-hmm.
and you tell the list box, I'm putting a customer, an instance of a customer class in the list box,
mm-hmm.
what'll happen is WPF, its resource system will, at runtime, go and look up and say, it'll look up the visual tree and try to find a resource that has a type of customer and use that data template to display inside the list box. So that way you could have the first name show up here and the last name here and maybe their age or birthday or something within the list box. So we're
right.
able to template things.
So that data template defines the UI based off the data in the object.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so MVVM, that's how the entire thing works.
Okay.
So
oh,
you have a content control that you place a data object in it.
Hmm.
And so now WPF will go up, find the data template, and render that piece of data.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So
yeah.
instead of opening form X, I really, all I'm doing is assigning properties, huh. values, and let the rendering system go and find the right template and do my binding for me.
Wow.
So it's a very clean, very
yeah.
natural approach for WPF. The other thing that we really like about it is the views can be swapped out
okay.
of the in the UI. And so, well, what does that mean? Well, you can change your data templates based on some data.
Mm-hmm.
So that let's say that you wanted to do a certain function that whenever the value was X, that you wanted another template to load. Well, that's very
right.
easy with a data template selector. In fact, you can have different templates inside content controls.
Okay.
And in items controls.
So even something like that would be an easy way to do personalization or localization.
Without a doubt.
Because it's all data driven.
Absolutely, data driven.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
incredible.
Very cool.
So let me take you through an example. I'll show you an example here.
Okay.
Of an application. So we'll just show you the app real fast.
All right.
And so this application, this ciphertext app, is available. If you go to my blog, there's links to a Code Project article where I have a complete explanation of the application.
Okay.
And also of the, it was a scenario-based approach to writing about MVVM in the article.
Okay.
And so in this application, what I'd like to just show you, look, I just want to drill into one part so that I can demonstrate the data binding, if that'd
okay.
be okay.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be
all right, so Adam and I previously added this record. And by the way, what this is a password management program.
Okay.
And so I'll just double click the channel 9, and it brings up the record that we had previously added here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things that MVVM allows us to do is control the UI with data binding. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to execute a command down here by running this modify form, and I'm going to press the edit button right okay. here. So it allows me to edit this password field. So now, by pressing that button, and now I'm going to press it again.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is I'm setting a value on data,
mm-hmm.
and because the two-way data binding in WPF. WPF is actually changing the way it's rendering itself based strictly on data binding,
okay.
on nothing else. So so this is a very simple example, but it's one that we can take a lot of value from.
Okay.
All right, so if we come down here, in WPF, and we haven't really talked about too much on architecture, but one of the pieces of this... of this application is there's a concept of a card,
mm-hmm.
and then we have card fields.
Okay.
So it'd probably be good to understand that part here real fast. Oops, you have to type your password right, Carl. Okay, so when I come down here, this is a card.
Okay.
And these are the fields in the card.
Right.
Okay. And so what we're going to do now model view, view model, the view model piece.
Mm-hmm.
adapts or abstracts model to the view.
Okay.
So you have a model which is card and card fields, and what we're going to do is we're going to write a piece of code that we're going to adapt that model to a view.
Okay.
Because a model doesn't necessarily have a lot of, it's just data that's storing.
Yeah.
It's not really storing functionality and things like this.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take this data from a data source, we're going to wrap it in a view model,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll expose the view model to the view,
okay.
and let the view respond to changes of data on the view model and render itself. So here, what we have is we have our field editor view model.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular view model wraps that card field that we just looked at.
Right.
And it has a number of properties here, so I'll go ahead and move this over this way. And we could see here, we had to, if you'll remember back on the screen, there was two combo boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So right here on the view model, I'm supplying the values for the combo boxes right here on the view model.
Okay.
So again, we're data binding from the view to the view model. Now, here's our card field. There's the instance of that one data object.
Right.
And now, but we needed more functionality to the card field, right? So
yeah.
we wanted to know if we were editing it, if it's in, if we're doing schema editing or if we're doing field editing,
mm-hmm.
is it marked for delete?
Right.
And so these were functionality that we had to add to make the application, you know, work and
right.
function, right? And this is how we did it. So now if we come over here to our field editor
view,
and what we can see here is our XAML file.
Uh-huh.
And I'll just scroll down, it's not very much. So that's a pretty
right.
short XAML file. XAML can be a little bit verbose. So what do we have here? Well, we have we had a piece of UI that was hidden until we clicked a certain button.
Okay.
So if we look here, here's a border. And what's happening with this border is its visibility of the border is tied to or data bound to
mm-hmm.
the is marked for delete property.
Okay.
So when that data changes, the UI picks that up because of the two-way data binding system built into WPF.
Right.
And it goes and it changes the visibility from collapsed or to visible. Mm-hmm. So it, in other words, it just renders that on top of the UI. And so in a WinForms app or an ASP.NET app, what you would typically have is a button, a click handler, and then the click handler would call into a named control.
Right.
And then it would set its visibility properties. Mm-hmm. So the difference in WPF is a command fired that was data bound back to the view model. Mm-hmm. The view model changed the data, and the data binding system passed that data change up onto the view, and the view changed itself.
Right. Yeah.
That's what enables us to do unit testing, and it makes a very clean and disconnected relationship between the view model and the view. Although, okay, obviously, that view model wouldn't work with a different view,
right?
Right,
sure.
Unless it was programmed that way.
Yeah.
But there is that disconnected relationship. So that's like a quick overview of MVVM. One of the things that we are doing, and anyone who's watching this can check my blog out, mm-hmm, on the 31st of January, we're doing a training session. It's a whole day of training down in the Los Altos area. It's Cupertino, California. Mm-hmm. And so we're have a Jaime Rodriguez and Beth Massey and I, we're doing a whole day of training.
Cool.
And it's an exciting venue, and the people down there have been so nice to us to invite us.
Awesome.
So we're really looking forward to that. So if you have any other, for those that, there's a lot of MVM tools out there right now. A lot of people are writing about it. I also have an entire section on my blog that's specifically set up for this.
Okay.
Lots of sample applications. And
because you've
like
really
that.
Been digging into this lately.
Been digging
right?
in pretty
yeah.
hard.
I mean,
yeah.
That's all I've seen from you lately. So, I mean, it looks like there's a lot there, and like you're really starting to grok it.
I am. I'm juiced. It's taking a lot of time. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
I don't easily shift and change what I do. I'm very slow in that because mm-hmm. I like to prove and really understand why I'm doing what I'm doing
right.
and want to get the most benefit. And I'm very happy with this pattern.
Being very deliberate about your choice.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go. You've studied it. You've really investigated it, and you're very happy with it.
Oh, that's absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. Well, Carl, thank you for showing us what MVVM is.
Thanks, Adam. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for watching, and hopefully you enjoyed our Hawaiian shirts.